latest Alumni Spotlight features a woman who took 8 years to get her associate's degree from Heartland, and it is an amazing story of perseverance.
Hi, my name is Letty McLeod, and I am a student in Heartland Community College, which I'm very happy to be part of this big, big, big family that's growing like a weed. And I'm going to graduate in December, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of my experience. It was a great experience being part of this big family, which I'm going to miss, but it's not going to be the end. It's just another station of my life.
Well, let's talk about the journey. You came to the United States 13 years ago, didn't know the language, but you obviously wanted an education. You knew that was a key to a better life. So how did your journey to Heartland begin?
Well, I came to United States in 1997, and I married an American man. I am original from Mexico City. In my country, I didn't have the opportunity to finish my education because it's expensive and it's difficult. For that reason, I didn't value education as much as I do now. I was thinking, if I just finish junior high and high school, I'm going to be okay. And my parents were not educated. None of my family was educated. So for us, it was not a big deal. We didn't even have this habit of reading, which is expensive in our country. You have to decide sometimes if you eat or you buy a book. Can I do both things? So it was not a big deal for me. When I came to United States, I married an American, and he is an educated person. So he started to show me different kind of a view of what education and how valuable it is. He was telling me that the first thing I was needed to do was learn the language. He was with his dictionary in hand, Spanish and English, every single day to communicate with. He said, you have to go to school, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to sign you in, and you have to start going to the school. And I start going to ISU. By not speaking English, no knowing how to read English, no knowing how to write English, it was a nightmare. It was very, very difficult. I remember in 1998, I have one psychology class in ISU, and it took me 9 hours to translate the first page of the chapter. 9 hours to translate word by word and then make sense to me in my head what that page says to me.
So you realized at some point, this is not working for me. I've got to try something else. What led you to Heartland?
One of the teachers in ISU from the sociology department talked to me about Heartland Community College. So I came to Heartland. So when the lady put me in the testing center for taking my exam of math, it put me in front of the computer. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even know how to turn it on or how to move the mouse or how to do anything. So I get out of the room and I told them that I have to reschedule. And when I talk to my husband and I say, I don't know how to turn the computer on. I don't know how to move the mouse. I don't know what to do. He taught me how to do it. I came and I took the exam. My grade was low, so they put me in the very, very, very beginning of math, which it was very embarrassing. But I was thinking, I can do it. All the time I was with a very positive attitude and thinking, I can do it. And my husband supported me all the time. My two kids, in that age, when I started, my daughter was starting in junior high and my son was still in elementary school. They both were cheating at me saying, you can do it, Mom. We will help. My daughter helped me with math, with all the algebra, math problems and homework.
So how did Heartland staff and support services help you along the way?
I want people to know that Heartland is a great, great school. Great opportunity for anybody that really wants keep going with their education. My biggest problem was the language barrier. The other one was my schedule because I own a business, and being a business owner, I was full on my schedule every single time. And Heartland was providing me tutors even on Sundays. So every time, every Sunday, we're going to church, and I finished church, and I was going to the library, and I would start doing some math, waiting for they open the tutoring center, and then stay there since they open until they close. When I start, they didn't have a lot of students here in Heartland. So I could be with the tutor all day long if I wanted to. which was very helpful. But if I want to meet with them outside of the tutoring center, they will be able to do it with me. And it was a great support, great support. I don't think I will ever get that kind of support in any other school. Another good thing was that I was needed extra time to take my exam because the translation, the language barrier, for me reading a sentence and then translate that sentence in my head to understand what was the question on the exam, it was a lot of time consuming. So many of the professors were allowing me to take the exam in the testing center, which was a great advance because I didn't have the pressure of we have 1 hour to finish the exam or seeing all the students finish the exam and be there the last and thinking, am I going to finish this or not? So it was a lot of help. Many of the teachers in the beginning also allowed me to take a dictionary with me for the exam. And the testing center was providing me the dictionary so I can bring it in the testing center place to take my exam and translate some words that I didn't know what they mean.
So there were some good systems in place and your professors were pretty supportive. Was there anybody that stands out who really became more of a mentor to you?
My math teacher, it was amazing. But I can talk to you right now about Doug Dahl. He was just more than a mentor. It's just a person that can teach you, that can guide you, that can show you that you can do it. That don't give up, that don't lose your hope, that every single effort, because coming back to school is a lot of effort. It's a lot of dedication. It's just giving up everything until you finish what you try to accomplish. But it's worth it. Now I see the rewards of all of these things. Now for people that they think they have family, they have kids, they have to work full time, they have no money, they have no time, let me tell you, they're wrong. Everything is possible if we wanted to make it possible. And my husband bought me a digital recording, and he asked me to ask the teachers if they will allow me to record the class. And all of them say yes to me. It helps me. My husband every night sit down with me and put all those recorders in the computer and in my iPod. And every single day, driving, working, shopping, being in the house, doing my chores, whatever, I was listening to those recordings. Then my husband, who was very supportive, as I say, sit down with me and read the chapter for me and put it in the recording, the whole chapter. And every morning, give it to me and say, your chapter is in your iPod, so when you're driving, when you're working, you can read. You can listen to your recording the whole chapter. It was a lot of work from a lot of people that want me to succeed. But they saw my determination. They saw that I wanted to do it. They saw me that I was a very hardworking person, and they were very happy to help me. And when they were seeing my grades, A's and B's, A's and B's, A's and B's, being a full-time student, being a mother, being a daughter, because my mom lives with me, being a wife, and being a boss, everybody was saying, we will help you.
How did what you were learning in the classroom help you in your business? And tell us about your business.
I own a cleaning business, which since doesn't require me to talk to a lot of people, I was able to listen to the recordings and not being interrupted or things like that. But the major thing is every morning when I start my work, I see notes that the owners of those homes leave in me. I didn't know how to translate that. I didn't know how to read that stuff. And I was always calling my husband and spelling word by word what they say. When I start coming to the school and I started to learn how to read and how to write, I was able to communicate with the customers with their notes, saying also, thank you, have a great day, or thank you for your note. I was able to send them an emails, which in the beginning, I didn't even know what an email was, or I didn't even know how to type. I was able to communicate with them over the phone. And now, at this time of my life, after almost 8 years of going to school and get this point, technology, now I can text like crazy. I can text super fast with no mistakes when I'm doing this, and I can send letters, quotes, I can be in meetings, I can understand everything the speaker says, I can go to a conferences and I can understand everything, and if people ask me, would you like to stand up and talk about to your business, I can freely do it with no fear. I can see the people is understanding what I say, since versus in the beginning, I didn't even know how to speak the language. I can make my business even grow bigger. Because now I can communicate with my accountant. I can know what we stand on. I can understand the payroll. I can understand my schedule. I can understand how to manage the people. I can understand everything that I want to understand. I've been reading a lot of business books. That makes me amazing. When I remember it took me 9 hours to translate one page. It's amazing. It's an open door. It's an open eye. Education now I can see is the biggest value.
There is a ceremony in May. Will you attend the graduation ceremony, and how will you feel if you do?
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be the chunkiest, happy Mexican on earth. I'm telling you, it's just an amazing, amazing feeling. Even last night, I was laying down in bed, looking at my ceiling fan, and I'm looking on the clock and see 9 o'clock at night, and I'm in bed, and I don't have a pressure of I had to study for final, or I had to read, or I had to go to the library. It's a great feeling, and all the people that know me, they're going to be in that graduation. All the people that helped me, that trust me, there was a lot. They're going to be there.
Letty McLeod, your story is inspirational. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and I really, 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 really hope for the people understand that we're so lucky in Bloomington Normal to have this great, great school right here in front of us.
We have some great events coming up, including Heartland Night at the Prairie Thunder Hockey Game Friday, February 11th, with proceeds benefiting student scholarships, and our Pizza with a Pro. It's a chance for current students to network with alumni who are in more than a dozen different professions. That's Thursday, February 17th. To learn more about great events and benefits, join the Heartland Alumni Association by clicking on the online form on the front page of the alumni website. Thanks for listening. I'm Colleen Reynolds.